USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden touted a federal program to delay insolvency for private unions' pension funds. Biden spoke in Cleveland, Ohio on Wednesday about the American Rescue Plan's special financial assistance program.
Pension plans that serve 11 million Americans across the country. And to make sure these pensions are managed responsibly and to protect the participating workers and retirees, the federal government oversees and ensures the plans. But we've seen the risk of millions of workers face as they watch their hard-earned pensions turn into broken promises.
However, critics say taxpayer dollars should not be used to bail out pensions negotiated by unions. Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A report released Wednesday shares disturbing information about the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Police in Uvalde, Texas had three chances to stop an armed gunman before he entered an elementary school where 19 students and two teachers were killed. In one case, an officer with a rifle had the attacker in his sights but asked for permission from a supervisor to pull the trigger. The report from the Alert Center at Texas State University says officers lost momentum after coming under fire. It's critical of the rank-and-file officers who converged on the campus. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Mohamed Barkindo, who transformed the role of OPEC Secretary General and oversaw an expansion of the oil-producing group's role in the markets, has died at the age of 63. His unexpected death on Tuesday night came just weeks before he was set to end his six-year tenure. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, but I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The man accused of killing seven people at an Independence Day parade in the Chicago area appeared in court on Wednesday.
The man accused of spraying gunfire into a Chicago area Independence Day parade from a rooftop, 21-year-old Robert Cremo, made his first court appearance on Wednesday to face seven first-degree murder charges. The judge has denied Robert be released on bail. The state of Illinois has done away with capital punishment back in 2011, so if convicted, the suspect could face life in prison without the possibility of parole. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Reports show that red states, those that lean Republican, have recovered faster economically from the pandemic than Democratic-leaning blue ones, with workers and employers moving from the coast to the middle of the country and Florida. Since February 2020, the month before the pandemic began, the share of all U.S. jobs located in red states has grown by more than half a percentage point, according to an analysis of Labor Department data by the Brookings Institution think tank. Red states have added 341,000 jobs over that time, while blue states were still short 1.3 million jobs as of May. A marina in northwest Michigan was shut down on Sunday after a diesel leak from the yacht of Tim Allen. The movie star told the Traverse City Record Eagle that he felt very uncomfortable being the reason why the harbor was closed until late Monday. Allen is being held responsible for the cleanup costs. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.